We should get our testosterones checked.
What did he say about test? What did he say?
I didn't read the whole article. Oh. It was something about doing it and liking it.
Rogan?
Yeah, like he does it. He was like, he went to jacked doctors who were in their 60s and looked like they were in their 40s. Like, I'm not the best with reading. I mean, there are people that sometimes I say stupid things, and there are people watching this going, me too.
100%. Cheers.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. And we're back.
I think this side of the fence starts it always.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay, okay.
You want to do it?
Wow, that was racist. we were just saying, shout out to Dr. Dre. I hope he gets better. You don't know what happened?
I don't know what happened.
He had an aneurysm.
Really?
Yeah. And I told the story to Leanne, but sometimes I talk fast and I don't say the right things. And I said Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
She sat with it all night. All night.
Well, that's all you
at the end of the night, she's like, I can't find anything about Dr. Drew's aneurysm. I said, Dr. Drew had an aneurysm? She was like, you're the one that told me. I was like, oh no, Dr. Dre. And she was like, Dr. Dre had an aneurysm. It was a great way to
Is there an update on him, like on his condition right now? I guess
he's doing good. He's out of ICU. I've been following it. Yeah. I've been following it because this is what sucks about the fucking thing. It goes against all the things you sign up for when you're a kid. Take your vitamins, be healthy. Dr. Dre doesn't party. He works out. He's in good shape.
Yeah.
He's healthy. He's only in his 50s. He's a billionaire. The billionaires don't get sick and die like that. And so all the stuff that goes against all the shit you signed up for as a kid. When you sat there like Queen Elizabeth did and said your prayers at the end of the night, and you said, amen, you got in bed, that was it. Now you're covered.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you can't stop aneurysms.
No, but like as soon as you know one, he's 55.
Wow. Oh, yeah. As soon as you know one, I bet they feel a lot like panic attacks too.
Yeah, well, as soon as they know what's going on, they have to get in there, which is probably what happened with him.
We have no real up to LL Cool J gave an update.
Okay.
Fucking, I didn't even know they were close.
It surprises me too. I have no idea who he was.
Cool Mo D gave an update. And you're like, not shitting on LL Cool J.
Yeah.
Dre is recovering nicely. Shut up. They're friends?
I guess so.
What a cool way to come out as friends, you know?
Yeah. And everyone's like, is that why you were going back to Cali to see your friend Dre?
Going back to Cali. What a neat way. We should do that tweet.
What's the Dre post? Oh, he says, well, yeah.
Thanks to my family, friends. And
I mean, like, scroll down so I can see.
Oh, he's in the studio already.
Okay.
Hey, is Vulture a good magazine or a bad magazine?
What do you mean?
Like, you know how sometimes you read things, like, do you ever look at the news and you go, what the fuck is wrong with these? Oh, never mind, that's Fox News. And then you're like,
like just the source.
Yeah, the source. Is Vulture good or bad?
I mean, I thought Vulture was more like a pop culture type of thing.
Is it like I saw one the other day that was like the headline was more diversity or more cancel culture, like, or something like
yeah.
even the good ones draw you in to get you to fight.
Yeah. No, I'm so exhausted of all that. I don't know. I mean, Vulture, I thought it skewed kind of like Alti. You know, I thought that that was...
I don't think I've ever been in Vulture. Wrong. I'm sure. Fat, fucking alcoholic.
See if what?
White privilege. Have I ever been in Vulture? Burt Kreischer.
Yeah. Let's see.
Vulture. I've been in Vulture. What was I in Vulture for? Fucking fat red.
Let's see. The man behind the machine. The comedian joins...
Justin David Fox. I know that dude. I shit on him one time on a podcast. Yeah, I did. I did. Dude, we want to talk about what a fucking cunt I am?
Yeah? Yeah.
I did a whole interview with this guy. Uh-huh. I mean, it was one of the funnest interviews I've ever done. Really, honestly. He has a joke. He has a podcast called The Good One.
Yeah.
Or A Good One. It's a great... He basically takes one of your jokes and then pulls it apart. He wants to know how you wrote it. I fucking jack off to shit like that.
Yeah.
I love that. More than any, I love talking. First of all, I love talking
totally
about me.
Totally breaking it down. Yes, you do love talking about you. And then breaking it down.
And then breaking it down and how I got there. And especially with the machine story, it took me 4 years to really write. So I love that. And I get done the interview and he goes, I'm like, man, I really had a great time. This was one of the funnest podcasts I've ever done. I think it was like a 2.5 hour podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be like 35 minutes.
Yeah.
And he was like, thanks. He's like, you know, I was curious of whether or not how we were going to, I was going to be received by you. And I was like, why? And he was like, well, because you kind of trashed me one time on a podcast. And I was like, that sounds on brand for me.
How did you trash this person?
He wrote an article about Hannah Gadsby.
Mm-hmm.
And I type in Jesse David Fox, Hannah Gadsby. You might as well type in Burt Kreischer too and find out what I said about him. Hannah Gadsby. It's got to be that. It's got to be like, how funny does comedy need to be? I'm sure that's it. It sounds right. Uh-huh. And I read it, and I guess I either posted or I trashed it or whatever because it was saying that comedy doesn't need to be funny, which I think we all know that now that a man's done it, like Chappelle, it's okay. But
yeah. Yeah, it makes sense.
No, at the time, I think that the young kid, I forget his name, but there was a dude out of New York that did a special where it was like a spoken word special.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hannah did it. And then I just released one. I think mine just came out. And I was like, oh, great. So I was like, I'm really sorry. And he was like, no, I understand why you said it. And, you know. I think it was cool. He was actually really cool. That's how cancel culture should work. Is I trash someone, he can cancel me, but he doesn't. Mm-hmm. So thank you. Thank you. By the way, speaking of getting canceled, I need to make some apologies.
What now?
You know, okay, I already said it. You know how I misspeak.
Yeah, I know you have a trouble with words.
I think slower than I talk.
You think slower than you talk. Yeah, that's accurate. Yeah.
You talk slower than you think.
True.
That's interesting.
Yes.
Like your specials are thought out.
Well, I mean, it's methodical, it's calculated, and it is definitely a slower burn.
Yeah. Mine are not like even when I
No,
do
you're like them, a meth head.
Yeah, I feel like it. So I've been defending Kumail. Left and right.
Kumail, so for people who don't know, Kumail Nanjiani, over a year ago, he posted this photo of him, which, by the way, we were texting, and he sent me the like photos that he was taking of himself.
For the record, I forgot you were Thanos. I saw the glove come up, and I was like...
So I didn't realize the body picture there. There's a side-by-side.
Oh, go
side-by-side.
To the side-by-side.
Yeah, that one.
Of Kumail ordering ice cream at the beach. And then...
So, but anyways, he posted these photos. He got jacked for this Marvel Eternals movie. And I guess he's just maintained it. So people thought that like he would shoot his movie and then whatever. And then throughout...
Oh, that's not him.
Throughout quarantine, he has said that, you know, he's kept working out. It's helped him deal with the pandemic and isolation. And he's also eaten really healthy. And he has like one cheat day and he posts photos of his cheat days. Like,
but I do not see the food. All I see is those jacked fucking buys. Like buys.
He's jacked.
I will say it right now. And I know this isn't popular. He looks... the way I want to look. I want to look that way. Sure. He looks amazing.
Yeah, he looks great.
And I've been saying that across the board, like I do with Kevin Hart. Like I make a joke. I try to make a joke, but with Kumail, here's where I fucked up. Is, you know what's crazy? Is right before they started trashing him.
Well, that's so that we didn't get to this, though.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
so this, like, he did this transformation, and like I said, he's maintained it, and he keeps posting, like, here's my cheat day meal, cake and donuts and whatever. But he's stayed in really good shape. And then people are dragging him, like, online. A whole wave of people were like, he is, you know, representing, I don't know. Like,
promoting,
like, this type of body and
unattainable
beauty standards. And like...
Which I'll say that's probably unattainable for me.
I mean, only because I know you.
That's unattainable for a lot of people. Like,
yes.
He said it. It is unattainable for a lot of people.
He said that to get into that shape, he said he made a statement that he goes, without, I had like the world's best trainers and nutritionists paid for by the world's biggest studio. He's like, there's no way I could have done this.
But he has maintained it.
He's maintained it. Yeah.
And by the way, also, it's during a pandemic.
And it's probably because like it's a thing now, it's probably opening doors for him for different types of roles, you know? Like, so.
Well, I think there's two also, and I think there's two sides. I think one side is the alt comedy scene who stereotype that body as like,
yeah,
Death Squad, Rogan. You know, that kind of person.
Segura, Jack. And then
Kreischer,
you got like,
Kreischer, the machine.
Then they get like, well, like the thing is, it's weird because you heard people like criticizing him, like, nah, I want him to be like he was before, you know? That's who I like him as.
So, and then there's the other side, which I think is even more interesting, is the meatheads who I think it's like the alt left wants him to go back to the way he was. And then the alt right wants him to admit he used steroids.
Oh, right.
They're like, dude, juice. Oh, we got it, man. We're on your side. Right. Just to say you did juice.
Right. Because the other story about it was like, say that you're on steroids.
Which Rogan had a big thing about taking testosterone. I would love to go. We should get our testosterones checked.
What did he say about test? What did he say?
I didn't read the whole article.
Oh.
It was something about doing it and liking it.
Rogan?
Yeah, like he does it. He was like, he went to jacked doctors who were in their 60s and looked like they were in their 40s. Like, I'm not the best with reading. I mean, there are people that sometimes I say fucking stupid things, and there are people watching this going, me too. I read the thing, and then my mind wanders.
Yeah.
So, like, I started reading it, and all I thought of was Sober October. I was like, yeah, God damn it.
You're like, that's why I lost.
That's why I lost. Unfair. Barry Bonds' head size grew.
Yeah, he sure did.
And so people say, but Rogan was saying that he wanted his body to work better, I think, or something to that effect. And so he got his, I don't think he's like jacked on it. I think he just took him up to where they normally were. I have no idea where.
But he's super jacked.
Rogan?
Yeah.
Fuck yes.
He's like 53.
53 years old, and he is in ridiculous shape.
Yeah. But he said something to me once. I've probably said it before, and this was like 10 years ago. I remember being in a cab with him, and we were in Miami. We're going from the airport to the hotel, and he goes like this. Like, pretend this is his actual stomach. He goes like this. He goes, getting fat. I'm getting fat. And I go, what?
Oh.
He goes, I'm getting fat. And he pinched like this much fat. And I go, what are you talking about? He goes, well, yeah, this is fat for me though. And I was like, you're not fat. And he goes, no, I know. He goes, the thing is, I go, this is ridiculous that you're saying that. He goes, well, I've never been out of shape. So at this point he was 43. He was like, I've never been out of shape. So so this is like a little indicator to me to like step it up because I've never been out of shape. I was like, oh, okay.
By the way, I'm in pretty good shape right now. No, okay, hold on. Let's pump the brakes. Pump the brakes. I'm in pretty good shape for me right now, for where I've been. I'm at my lowest weight that I've been in a year.
I'm in great shape.
You, oddly enough, you look better than you've ever looked. Wish I could break my leg and arm.
Crazy.
Knock on wood, I'm just kidding.
I'm going to come out of this like in 6 months, and you're going to be like, what the fuck? Because I'll be probably 25 pounds lighter than I am now, And with all the training that like it ramps up as you are able to, yeah. I'll be stronger than I was before I got hurt.
Fuck.
I know. You should get in an accident.
And you've already gotten coronavirus, so you can do outdoor stuff.
Uh-huh.
You can like get in people's faces. Anyway, my apology to Kumail is this.
Oh yeah, what's the apology about?
I speak too fast and I've been calling him Indian. And I know he's Pakistani. Not Indian. He's yeah. Pakistani. And so the whole time I'm like, I realized it in the shower the other day because I'm defending, because I looked at myself in the mirror.
Oh, then you thought
about
Kumail.
This is fucking gross.
You're like, this looks terrible.
And I was like, I should really text him and say, like, for real, what did you do? Did you, like, because if there's like is there a supplement? He's just like an over-the-counter supplement.
Did you ask him that?
No. I've only texted him. I know him. Like, we've done podcasts. We've hung out or whatever. And I only text him when like good things happen to him, and he'll say them to me. But I'm not gonna text him when he's in the middle of this shit and go, "Hey man, what are you on?"
Yeah.
And so, but then I'm sitting in the shower, and I go, I actually didn't research this so we could figure it out on the podcast. I was like, it's probably pretty bad to call someone who's Pakistani Indian.
Yeah, actually, to them, you know, probably pretty.
It's like calling someone from New York Mississippian.
Maybe Bostonian.
See, I want to see how close are India and Pakistan, because I bet they share a border. And then if they share a border, is it like Alabama?
They've
Georgia?
Had a long, long, long rivalry. You know,
why
wars
they, like
over land.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Are they right on the same border?
Yeah. Yep.
So then, just out of curiosity, okay, mm-hmm. curiosity, like other than. To them, it's an insult. Like, how far off is an Indian person from a Pakistani person?
Oh, well, culturally, you know, different, like, they're different cultures.
But, I mean, like, if you go to the border, right?
Yeah.
And you, like, go, like, 20 miles one way, 20 miles the other way, are you going to be like, this is definitely Pakistan?
I don't know, but that's a good question.
Yeah, that's what I'm sitting there going, like, because then I said, in Europe, that's accurate. Mm-hmm. Like in Europe, you go, German people do not look like Italian people. Like Germans, like the, well, I think Hitler made it that way, but fucking, no, that's the truth. Is there was a, like, he made sure everyone looked one way, right?
Yeah. He was a big fan of that.
That was a bad example for Germany. But
Northern Italians are more fair skinned. You find blonde, blue eyed Northern Italians.
And Southern Italians are more dark skinned.
Yeah.
And so then I was like, so, but could you tell the difference? Like, if you in your head say French person, I have a visual, right?
Right.
Like, kind of like hunchback a little bit, cigarette, beret, like overweight.
Really?
Just, hey, how you doing? Huh? You know, like, I do a really good French person.
Let's do it.
Okay. Give me something. Pretend. Just talk to me, man. I'm at a cafe.
Okay.
I'm writing poetry. Go ahead.
Okay. Excuse me.
Hey, what happened to your leg, huh? You hop like a froggy? Yeah.
What's your name, sir?
My name?
Yes.
Jean-Luc Picard.
Jean-Luc Picard.
Jean-Luc. That is somebody, isn't it? It sounds like it came out too quick.
Yeah.
I think he was in Star Trek. Jean-Luc Picard. Oh, fuck. He is French?
I think that's the actual character's name. that is the
Picard, yeah. And they cast a British dude as it. He's clearly British.
He's very British.
He's clearly British. Jean-Luc Picard.
Before we forget.
Oh, we should talk about the live show.
I just want to tell people, look, I've addressed it online. I addressed it on your mom's house. I want to address it on. Look, I know there were tech problems and. They fucking pissed me off.
Wait, there were tech problems?
Yes. There were tech problems, people trying to get into the live show, and I tried to address it as much as I could, that we prepared for it. We hired multiple companies. We fired somebody. it's not going to happen again, I swear to you. We've put so much time, so much resources. We're announcing another live event in a few weeks that we're super excited about.
Us?
Yes.
Oh, and, by the way.
Yeah.
It's what you've asked for. It's what you've asked for.
And we're doing, here's the thing. I promise you, it's not going to happen again. I promise you. So that's all I can tell you. Thank you for sticking with us. thank you for joining us for the New Year's show. I knew that somebody drank too much, and that
we
was
have it. We have different roles on this show.
And then I think the real show was the lobby with you afterwards, because you were a fucking mess.
That's the last time I drank ever this year. I've been sober for a year.
For a whole six
five
days.
5 days. Yeah. Is it six?
Yeah.
They just creep up on you. The I will say this, because I got a lot of nasty emails or texts and emails and texts, oddly enough. Thank you for, we should pivot to spoofing, what spoofing is. But my number got given out. I really appreciate all the people that sent me pictures of their wife getting choked out with a cock. Yeah.
Like really?
Odd pictures you get. But anyway, a lot of people were upset that I didn't acknowledge the technical problems. I will be dead honest with you. That's not my brain.
Here's the real truth. Bert has nothing to do with it. Don't blame Bert.
I apologize. I didn't apologize. But like, when you said technical stuff started happening, I definitely saw Tom flip over to business Tom and go, what the fuck? And you don't know this, but during those videos, he would get up and start dealing with shit. And I am not that guy.
Yeah, I
don't have anyone's phone number. I can't solve it.
No.
I don't help the issue. And so I was like, I think it's better if we're partying for me to stay in the party mode.
I think it is too.
And I apologize for the one lady who fucking, I trolled her back a little bit. She was like, thank you, Tom, for saying something. Radio silence from Bert. He has not even acknowledged that there was a problem.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, come
yeah,
on.
I was furious.
Look at me.
Look, he's, don't blame Bert.
Anyway, but that live show was a fucking blast.
It was a lot of fun. It was so weird to see, like, I really thought I was going to see Panic Bert with these animals. And then you were just like, look at this snake. And look, put that on my face. I was like, what the fuck?
That snake was so fucking relaxing. Knowing that it wasn't going to bite you, it was just going to chill. It's like, why wouldn't you get a couple of them and put them in your bed?
Yeah.
Like, that was all. And the tarantula, I woke up the next morning. I had one of the best days I've ever had of my life. The next morning, I woke up very still drunk. And Leanne was like, hey, you want to go? We'll go take the dogs and go let them run around. And I was like, yeah. So we went over to the new house. And I was still in my outfit from the night before. And I was smoking a cigar. And I was reading what people were writing on the internet. And I was laughing. Leanne was doing a workout class. So I was laughing hysterically and smiling ear to ear. I had so much fun.
It was so
at
fun.
At that live event. I hope you had
and
as much fun.
I'll say, I said it on every platform I can get on. The memes are unbelievable.
I walked into George's room and she is watching Gwen Stefani do her song and Tom fall to it. Around that block. I mean, we could not.
Yeah.
It was so fucking great.
Oh, yeah. And the there's a whole bunch of injury merch. We have Air Segura stuff.
Hey, I need
we
to get some of this before it sells out, because what happens is we have a lot of really cool merch I want, but it sells out and then we never make it again.
Yeah, you're right. We'll send it all to you. What size? Triple X?
XL. XL.
Buddy.
I'm losing weight.
You sure you want XL?
I want XL. I want double XL. I want sloppy clothes.
Yeah.
Sloppy clothes.
If you get XL, you can wear it in May. So let's get you the double X. All right. So this brings about one of the last things we talked about when we were doing the regular show, which is big dick problems. We asked what does it suck? And we got a bunch of emails. You want me to read some to you?
Please.
What's up, Todd and Bart? I'm a member of the Fat Lap Hog Club with above average trouser snake dimensions. When hard, I'm 7.5 inches long from base to the top of the shaft and 7.5 inches in circumference. Here are some things I get annoyed with.
Please,
even at about 4.5 inches soft, it is clearly visible in almost every pair of pants, shorts, sweatpants I have. Worst of all, bathing suits. Because of this, I have to wear athletic style compression boxer briefs. Even still, my dick line is still visible when I wear jeans. My girlfriend sometimes gets uncomfortable when I'm dicking her down with enthusiasm. She has bled on occasion. I did figure out in my teens that condoms hurt pretty bad to wear. Even magnums leave a pretty solid purple line on my shaft. It is unenjoyable while taking a shit. My dick has to be 100% soft, else the tip can slap against the front porcelain of the toilet. It sounds easy, but sometimes in the morning or randomly during the day, I would need to take a dump and my dick would not be fully holstered. Obviously, this is super gross, especially when having to do it in public setting amongst the germs of who knows how many disgusting fucks. That's from Ray.
What's his last name? So Google him. I want to see what he looks like.
He doesn't give his last name.
God damn it, Ray.
Having a 9-inch penis sounds like every man's dream, but I can tell you firsthand it's a nightmare.
This is like big tits, because women with big tits, I remember there was this fucking smoke show and like rack.
Uh-huh.
She's famous. I could say her name. And she got a breast reduction, and I was like, oh, was she dropped on her head as a baby? Like, why would you do that?
This is one of the worst ones, this guy's story.
Oh, bring it.
He has a 9-inch dick. One time when I was in high school, I got beat up by some guys during a pickup game of basketball after they noticed my huge penis and thought I was hard for them. This resulted in two of my teeth being knocked out and a black eye. The worst part was I couldn't tell anyone why I got beat up because I knew they wouldn't believe me or they might actually think I'm gay. Davis from Kansas. So that's a terrible one.
Davis. My heart goes out to Davis.
Yeah, that one's really terrible.
It's fucking horrible.
This guy says, I'm 6 inches plus flaccid and just shy of 8 hard with a 6-inch girth. Here's a problem I have. Every time I get a full body scan going through security at an airport, I have to get patted down because my dick shows up. I have to buy relaxed fit pants because anything tight in the crotch region gives a good outline.
Anytime Doppler radar goes off, they're like, we have a disturbance in India. Never mind, it's Davis.
Not a problem with me, but my wife thinks every woman we talk to wants to fuck me because they can see my bulge. Sometimes I sit on my balls or my dick. Thanks, Eric.
Wait, when did we talk about big dicks?
It was a few weeks ago.
God damn it. Because I know I said something on the podcast. I gave out two friends' names, and they're like, hey, man, thanks for the shout out.
Please
don't do that again.
This guy, this is the last one I'll read, has an 11-inch dick. And let me tell you, it's not all fun and games. You can never fit it in all the way anywhere. You end up hurting everyone you're with. You scare some people and turn others into crazy stalkers because they love it so much. Enjoy your regular size dicks, guys, and avoid all the headaches. I would much rather have someone be able to swish my entire piece around in their mouth. Thanks for all the entertainment. Thanks,
well, that
mommies.
Can definitely happen with
Anthony.
Mine.
Yeah.
I've never had a. Can I tell you? You want? Okay, now.
Yeah.
Hashtag small dick problems.
Okay.
So sometimes, as in yesterday, when I run. When I run, my dick goes like probably like that big.
Yeah, so
like,
small.
It's like super small. But that also means it's not like hanging to the left or hanging to the right. It's just sitting there like a little bit like this. And I ran 6 miles yesterday. Oh, I'm running 2,000 miles this year, by the way. I should have announced that. I'm running 2,000 miles.
It's an extra 1,000 miles.
Yeah, me and Michelle Wolf are doing 2,000 miles. If you want to do the 2,000 mile challenge, here's the catch. Ready? You can walk on the treadmill. If you want to walk 5.5 miles every day, you just got to make sure you plug it. It's not, don't count your fucking steps. You got to get on a goddamn treadmill, hit start, and walk 5.5, which
or
is
outside.
Doable. Or outside. You have to go on a walk. You can't just go like, because Michelle and I were like, hikes got to count, right? Like for that. And also when I run fartleks like we used to do in Bear's Boot Camp.
Fartleks?
That's what they're called, fartleks. Fartleks. Type
okay.
Of It's basically, remember we used to do in Barry's boot camp, we'd do sprints,
yeah,
and then you'd you'd walk and then you sprint. I like those. So that for me is an easy way to run 5 miles is just do like 2-minute sprints, very long distance, or very simple forms of long distance running. Yes. It's mixing
so it's like,
fast
it's
running
like
with
jog,
slow
jog,
jogging.
Run walk.
Yeah. So like I'll run like one of my favorite ones. I'd use this app called Aptive, 2 A's, Aptive, and there's this guy Akeem, and Akeem is my favorite one. I've tried everyone else, but for whatever, I started listening to him, and I love this guy Akeem. And one of my favorite ones is the Big Birthday Run. And it's Notorious B.I.G., and so I love Notorious B.I.G., so I can run to him, but it starts off with like, you're supposed to walk at a 3, but I run at a 5, then run at an 8 for like 30 seconds. Then run at a 5 for a minute. Then run at a 7.5 for 40 seconds. Then run at a 5. So, like, if you want to do this, you can. You can walk. You can hike. But you got to start your thing and then do 5. You got to do 5.5 miles a day. And what sucks, if you miss a day, you're doing 11. So,
you're going to do every day?
Every day. I've been doing it every day. So small dick problems. By the way, I need a hashtag for that. Can you help me come up with a hashtag so people can join in on this 2,000-mile run challenge?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, guys. Something good. Not yeah. Don't use the hashtag small dick problems. 2,000 miles? Thanks. Not you, Nadav. I meant them. No, I really appreciate your hard work. I really appreciate your hard work. Yeah, hashtag like 2,000 miles is a little all over the map.
How about hashtag 2,000 miles 2021?
How about
2021 2K miles?
2K miles 2021 Burr Kreischer.
That's
okay. We'll figure it out. It's a work in progress. Hit me up in if you have an idea. But small dick problems.
Yeah.
So I run real hard yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm cleaning my man cave with my sisters, and as I'm like moving, the head of my dick is like hurting, and I go in, I look, and I have rubbed a raw like chapped lips. The fucking head of my dick.
From the run?
From the run, because it just went like this in a pair of loose-fitting shorts from losing weight. So loose-fitting running shorts, it started running.
Wait, did you not wear boxers or anything?
I wear running shorts. I wear really good running shorts. Oh. But they're not tight. There was like, and they got wet because I'm sweating. And so I literally had to put chapstick on my dick to just, because it was like, it's raw. It's like raw. You know the... This part of your dick right here
mm-hmm.
is raw. Like,
let me see.
I would show you. I would, but there's chaps. It's glistening. There's chapstick all over it. So, my point is, I'm wearing underwear today.
Yeah,
I never wear underwear, but I put on these. These are these a sponsor of ours? I got these at my house.
It could be.
What is the name of them?
I don't know what you're wearing.
Is it what Annie's wearing?
I have no idea.
What is the name of these pants?
Can't tell you.
Oh, shit. Muggsy?
Yep.
Are they really?
Yeah.
They're fucking pop. These pants are fucking awesome, dude. They're like sweatpants, but they look like pants. And they're good looking. Anyway, hold on. So that's my problem with my dick.
Yeah.
And then that's small dick problems. I do want to do the run, the 2,000-mile run. I want everyone to get in on it. 1,000 miles.
But I don't know
aggressive.
If your dick wouldn't be chapped if it were huge.
I'll tell you the problem I had when I rode a bike from Philadelphia to Jersey.
I remember that.
And my dick is not small, not big enough to get on one side of, to pick a side of the fence.
Yeah.
It just sat in the middle and the pants would go whap, whap, whap,
any
whap.
Stress that I feel, my dick retracts into my body.
Yeah.
Like... any type of exercise, it goes like,
oh, and then any exercise,
and any type of like real stress, something's going on. Yeah. Like when they were like, oh, we're having tech problems with it. I was like, my dick was like, I'm gonna hang this one out, buddy.
I can never understand how dudes can rape dudes in prison. Like you think that after fighting a guy, my dick wouldn't be like, oh, I'm really hard. I would have to fucking beat the living shit out of a dude mm-hmm. to be able to work up a hard on.
Yeah.
Like,
sure.
I would have to beat the... he'd be immobile for me to be like, all right, hold on one sec.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, stop moving, man. Stop fucking moving.
I'm almost there if you want to give it a shot.
I mean, hold on. No one's ever talked about that. You see these prison movies and they beat a guy and they're all hard already.
Ready to go. I guess they're like, maybe they're hard... all day and all week leading up to it. And they're like, we can't wait till Friday. We're going to fuck that guy.
That, I wonder. I mean, this is obviously a taboo subject. But like, what? Like, I wonder how many. He's like, I'm sorry, man. This never happened.
It's a real original thought, you know?
It's an original thought.
It's another original
thought. That's an original thought.
You asked for original thoughts. You asked a few weeks ago, you said. You thought, you're like, this is a totally original thought. Do you have any original thoughts? And you ask people to send them in.
Okay, and so for every original thought you have, I'll match it with another original thought.
Okay, these were sent in by listeners.
I want to hear original thoughts.
Okay.
And I'll be the judge of whether or not they're original if I've heard it or not.
Okay, this person says, have two dishwashers so you rarely have to empty a dishwasher. Just use clean items from one and move to the second. It's a kitchen cabinet that cleans for you.
Oh, wow. That's brilliant.
It's pretty good.
That's brilliant. Texting my wife right now. We're building a kitchen. Why not put two dishwashers in?
Yeah.
How expensive are dishwashers?
I don't know.
Type in dishwasher. save 35% off. All right, that's already, you're already the halfway
there.
How
much are dishwashers? I don't remember ever buying a dishwasher.
$500.
Okay.
Cabinets got to be the same.
Probably. That's not bad. That one's fucking $2,000.
Text in Leanne. We're getting getting two dishwashers. That's fucking brilliant.
Here's another one.
Good job, man.
Ready?
Two dishwashers. That's fucking brilliant.
Two dishwashers.
That's, now, granted, that's like a rich guy fix move because not everyone's got the space to be like.
Here's a second dishwasher.
Hey, man, how many fucking dishwashers do you have? I took out my refrigerator to have a dishwasher.
Yeah. You ready for the other one?
Yeah, I'm ready for another one.
Transition glass should be put in all cars. So, sun's out, sun goes down, glass transitions.
Transition glass is in all cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
This might be a weekly segment. This might be, these are game-changing thoughts.
You ever worn transition glasses?
No.
No, me neither. And
no.
I've worked with somebody.
Because I didn't sell porn in high school.
But like, it does seem awesome when you see somebody, like they walk outside. I was like, oh,
until
man.
They walk out, until you're day drinking with someone who wears transition glasses and they walk into the bar and everyone's like, blind guy just walked in. Transition glasses. And then all of a sudden you can just high beam people and their windows go black in the middle of the night. Okay, here's what I want. I want original thoughts, and then I want another thought, another one called poking holes in it, okay? Because I love people who can poke holes in original thoughts. Go, keep going. What's the next one?
This one says, I put my drinks in my shoe, can, bottle, etc., when there's no coffee table so that I don't accidentally kick them over when going to and from the bathroom. Also, I never have to guess which drink is mine when I have people over because it's in my shoe.
I love that guy. Put my drinks in my shoe. That isn't a, by the way, those other two ideas are really brilliant thoughts, right? That is a hardcore original thought.
That one, and it's got Bert written all over it.
All over it.
Yeah.
All over it.
Yeah, if you have, if you want to send yours in, send it to 2bears1cave, the number 2, the word bears, the number 1, the word cave at gmail.com. Subject line, original thoughts.
Here's my original thought. I had two original thoughts today.
Okay.
One was with the vaccine, right? Now, this actually I got into a fight with my family about because I said it, and then I started defending original thoughts before I could finish my... I said the thought, and then I was like, hold on. You're too caught up. They're three steps ahead of behind original thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, sometimes with an original thought, you'll present it, And in the original thought, I said, I need fucking Lyle right now. And they go, who the fuck's Lyle? And now I sound like a crazy person.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, he's a British guy. I got so sidetracked defending original thoughts that I couldn't get my thought out well enough because they were so far behind me. They're so far behind me because they're not in a thinking man's world. Like, my dad's a lawyer. If you say certain things, my dad will just shut down and go, whoa, 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 whoa. You can't do that. Like,
does he specify in a specific type of law?
He not really. I think he does mostly real estate.
Oh, okay. That would be specific.
Yeah, but it's kind of hard to explain. He does title work.
Okay.
But so what my dad does is he has a title company.
Yeah.
Now, back in the day, a title company was separate from a law firm. Mm-hmm. So a title company would then do all the work and then they'd run it over to a lawyer to look over it. And the lawyer would make like, I don't know what a lawyer makes, like $350 or something to look over it. And then they'd bring it back and then they'd get the title, and the title work was where the money is. And my dad in the 80s got a phone call from a lawyer. I've heard this story a couple times. Got a phone call from a lawyer in Miami who said, hey man, I'm doing this type of business a little different. I am opening a title company and then I'm saving them $500 on going to a lawyer. And I'm doing, it's an original thought. It really is an original thought. It wasn't my dad's. It was this guy in Miami's. And he goes, and then I'm doing all their title work. I'm opening a title company. And then I'm also serving as a lawyer for that title company. So we're getting all the title work because everyone's saving money on lawyers. And my dad's like, fucking great. And he did it. And it was very successful. So anyway, by the way, I'm not 100%. I'm totally accurate on that.
I think you're probably close, but you didn't
explain
it right.
I'm very close. Yeah. I'm not a huge...
Do you want to call him right now and get the explanation?
Yep. Might as well give out his
It'd be
number.
Fun to hear how wrong you are.
Okay. waiting for the vaccine. By the way, the original thought I had about the vaccine was, and this I'll call my dad in a second, I go, they should charge rich people for it. Like get like put a price point on it, like 10 grand a family. Yeah. And then and my dad goes, buddy, no. And I go, hold on, you're shutting down an original thought. And he goes, what the fuck is an original thought? And I go, this is an original thought.
And you talk to Lyle, Dad. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, and my sisters are like, Bert, that's what's wrong with our country. And I said, stop. I said, stop. Rich people will be doing that anyway. They're going to do that anyway.
Right.
Why not benefit from it and say, like, let's put a number. I don't know what the number is. $4,000 to vaccinate your family. And then I hate to say this. I would pay it. I would definitely pay. $4,000 just to be done with this shit in a heartbeat. And by the way, there are a lot of families who pay it. There are a lot of families that couldn't afford it, obviously. But then my $4,000 would be subsidized. I'm not sure that's the right word. Spread out to a bunch of families who couldn't afford it.
Right.
Lower income families. And get them vaccinated right away. So all of a sudden, you'd be doing more good than bad. And then my dad's like, you need to reserve these for people that are elderly. And I was like, oh, yeah, but get
but
them also.
Let me buy some.
But yeah, but I just was looking for a way for me to get one. We'll call my dad. We'll see what he does for a living. I'm pretty sure I was 100% accurate.
Hey, Bert.
Hey, Dad. I'm on doing Two Bears, One Cave right now, so you're on the podcast with Tom and me.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. How's Tom?
He's doing good. He's doing good.
How you doing, Mr. K?
Hey, good. I hope you're doing better, though.
I am. Thank you very much.
Injuries. He's losing weight during this fucking injury.
I wouldn't recommend that diet.
What diet?
The broken bones diet.
Oh yeah. The broken arm, broken leg diet.
Yeah.
So Tom asked me what you did for a living, and I kind of explained it. But he thinks I may be inaccurate with what your job is.
Oh.
So can you explain it?
Well, hold on.
Hold on one second.
Hold on.
I'm gonna let Tom.
Yeah. To be fair, a lot of times we ask Bert questions and he gives us an answer, and then it's like 60% accurate. So you know.
Wow, it's that high. I'm shocked.
You know, there's a lot of embellishing and exaggerating.
Don't get him started with that.
Believe me, I think your dad knows. So according to Bert, you
got a phone call from a guy.
You got a phone call from a guy in Miami who had a title company who's a lawyer who explained to you that he was going to consolidate his title company business with the lawyer side of it, which would save clients some money. And then you said, I'm going to do that. Is that accurate?
No.
I knew it.
As in most of his stories, there's a bit of truth in it.
Yes.
It's enhanced.
Okay, can I just tell you that when he was finished with the explanation, I go, I bet that has some truth to it, but it's not accurate.
No, it's close. I mean, I did get a call from a guy in Miami. That's true.
Okay.
But what he did is he introduced me to a client.
Uh-huh.
A Merrill Lynch relocation.
Okay.
And from there, I started to do closings for the real estate relocation company.
Okay.
And it grew and matured after that to representing builders and some governmental entities.
Okay.
But ask him if he has a title company.
Okay. Bert is asking me to ask you, do you have a title company?
We did at one time because we had so much work. In 2000, when 1992, we opened up a title company in our law office, and in 2000, we sold it to Chicago Title.
Okay.
And then we operated it on behalf of Chicago Title for 10 more years.
So, but is most of the work that you did, it's real estate related?
All of it is.
Okay.
Yep.
So when I asked Bert, when he said my dad's a lawyer, and I said, does he have a specialty? He goes, not really, but some real estate. And I go, well, that would be like a specialty. So I was.
It is for me.
Wow.
He was never really interested in my practice. I mean,
really?
I took him to court a couple of times, and I took him to a couple of closings. He said, I can't believe you do this. It's so boring.
Really? So he wasn't like that. I want to follow in your footsteps and be a lawyer like you.
No, he had no interest in that at all. In fact, when he graduated from Florida State after 6 or 7 years, I told Gigi, he's probably got some advanced degree and he's been surprising us till now.
Were you irritated that he took so long to graduate from college?
No, it just flew by.
Really?
Yeah. He used to take his shell card and buy beer at the Shell station. I kept calling him. I said, how can you be putting so much gas in that car? You got a Volkswagen, for God's sake. So you're putting $40, $50 a week.
Drive a lot.
And that's true, isn't it, Bert?
Yeah, it's very true.
Yeah. My older sister did the same thing. She would go buy cigarettes and shit on the Shell card.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you for the update, sir. It was nice to talk to you. And I'm
take care of yourself. Tom.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. Bert. Love you, Dad. Bye. So, can I tell you how it works?
Yeah.
He said, I got a phone call. I witnessed what happens when I tell a story or when I hear a story. He goes, I got a phone call from a guy in Miami. He says, I'm doing relocation work for Merrill Lynch. And immediately I shut down. When I heard relocation work, I went, oh, fuck, whatever. And I start telling the story to myself.
Yeah.
I start going, and he's like, this is what I'm printing fucking dollars over here. That's I make up the story for myself because I shut down because I'm bored.
Yeah.
And so I start telling the story to myself. And as he was telling you, I didn't listen again. I didn't listen again to him because I was like,
this is a pattern in your life.
Yeah, but I wonder if I think the stuff in my head is like, I can make it more interesting to me so that I can stay attached. It's why I don't read. Is that when I start reading, it's why you can't trust me with like data. Because yeah. The thing that interests me isn't the thing that's real. It's the thing that interests me is the thing that I go, whoa, razzle dazzle. Like when I said to you the other day, Winston Churchill lived to be 98. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't 98, it's 90, but
you're close.
I got close and then I do the thing.
And I thought you were for sure way off.
Yeah.
Only because I've spent time with you.
Dude, Prince Philip is 100.
Is he?
Prince Philip is I'm watching The Crown right now. I'm obsessed with the fucking Crown.
I keep hearing good things. I heard great things about The Crown, and he's 99.
See?
Yeah.
I just did it right there. I was like, 100
is The Crown and Queen's Gambit, I hear, are great.
I'm going to watch that next. I'm obsessed with The Crown. And here's my original thought from The Crown. And this is just an honest thought. Sometimes I have honest thoughts too. I am so glad. Does Christina have a sister?
No. She has stepsisters.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Those don't count.
I know.
I mean, they count. I'm sure
not a biological sister,
though. I am so glad, and I was wondering if you felt the same. All week, I've been watching The Crown with Leanne.
Yeah.
And all I could think was one thought, and I was wondering if you share it with me.
Yeah.
I'm so glad Leanne doesn't have a sister, because I would definitely fantasize about fucking her nonstop.
Wow.
Just out of being regular, I would say that is.
But don't you think it like that fantasy would be, like, dictated on what that sister looks like?
Not really.
Really?
Like, I would always find the sister to be cooler.
Like, I remember one time meeting someone's sister, like a girl, and her sister was so attractive that I said it out loud when I met her.
Whoa.
And
guys related?
I saw her sister and I was like, oh my God. I go, your sister's so fucking hot.
I mean, let's go through because Princess Margaret was so much more attractive than Princess Elizabeth.
Yeah, and by the way,
Queen Elizabeth, if Queen Elizabeth's watching, Queen, I am so sorry.
Yeah, we don't mean to disrespect your highness.
I have so many questions.
I gotta take a shit.
Right now?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Okay, go take a shit.
We'll take a break. I'll be right back.
And then we're gonna really talk about Prince. I have so many thoughts about the royal family.
Okay. I wiped.
Okay. Back on point. And by the way, let's talk about spoofing phone numbers. Now, the Queen.
Yeah.
The Crown.
The Crown.
I am obsessed with it. I'm obsessed with thinking I would have made such a great pointless prince. Like a prince who had nothing to do with their lives. Like Prince Philip basically just did nothing but partied his dick off every fucking day. Dude, they start drinking. I think it's just the drinking that I like, which I kind of already do. They start drinking first thing in the morning. Princess.
Do you like morning drinking?
I can't do the way they're doing, but if I had nothing to do with my day,
what are they doing?
Princess Margaret would wake up every day between 10:30 and 11:30. She gave orders out. By the way, I watched a documentary about Princess Margaret. So you know there are two princesses, right? There's the stuttering king, King George, and he had two daughters. mm-hmm. and his daughters are Queen Elizabeth, who's been queen for like fucking 80 years.
Forever.
Forever. These motherfuckers last forever. They have royal genes. Like Prince.
Which is kind of crazy because you'd think they have like a bunch of shitty recessive genes because it's all like inbreeding, you know?
It's not inbreeding. So that's the thing about the monarchy. It just showed up like the one we're talking about right now has only been around like a couple hundred years. Like maybe a little longer than that. But like it's, if you go back to like the one that would put his wife's spikes on the head, the monarchy's been like shifted around a ton.
Okay.
I am fascinated by the British monarchy. My point is, you know, Prince Philip had to want to fuck Princess Margaret.
You think so?
She was a smoke show and she was like.
Let's see Princess Margaret.
Well, I mean, smoke show for the fucking before they did teeth and stuff, you know? Like, go to Princess Margaret. She's a good-looking woman, right? Now go look at her sister. Oh, you can't. I don't think you're allowed to say anything bad about the queen.
Well, you can.
Yeah, I guess I can.
You can say whatever you want.
Like they didn't allow. Like, so that's their dad, King George, and then Margaret's the tall, good-looking one, and then the other one, it looks like she was in Mad Men, is the fucking queen.
Yeah, that's the queen.
Yeah, she's a little. She didn't want to be queen. But I gotta tell you, she is an awesome fucking queen. Princess Margaret would wake up every morning between 10:30 and 11:30.
That's them right here. Let's see them side by side.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She would have a screwdriver to wake herself up, orange juice every morning and just eat fruit. Then go directly to lunch where she would have a stiff gin and tonic. Stiff gin and tonic, right? Go get her hair done. Fucking go out to dinner, party through the night until like 4 a.m, come home to her fucking palatial castle and pass out. Do it all over again for 78 years. She did this for 78 years. And I'm like,
you're like, this is my lifestyle.
Dude, then she went, she got a house given to her in Mystique on an island and would go there all the time. Dude, I'm telling you, I'm watching The Crown and all I'm thinking is,
I need to be a royal.
I want to be a royal.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I need to be knighted. Like, I wouldn't mind a knighting.
They can do that.
No, hold on. Here's my pitch. Mm-hmm. I know that I've had some harebrained ideas with our Two Bears, One Funding, or Two Bears, One Holdings.
Yeah, One Holding Corp. Yeah.
We need to start. Just slow roll it. One day, Prince William is going to be king. Okay?
Okay.
That's real. Prince William's married a divorcee, or like he was divorced, whatever.
No, he's not. He hasn't married a divorcee.
Whatever. I haven't watched into the series that enough. I'm just to the part where
Prince William is married to Kate.
Camilla Bowles.
No. Oh, you're talking about Prince Charles.
That's the one I'm talking. No, so Prince William is going to be king one day. Prince William will be king one day.
Okay, he's married to Kate Middleton. Yeah.
All we got to do, if you're British and you are super wealthy and went to school at Eton and all those things, and you're a fan of ours, which is probably not likely. But if you are a fan of, all you got to do is put some of Two Bears, the Kool-Aid clip in front of Prince William. All I need is you to throw some of our material in front of Prince William. This is our path to knighthood. Now, he can never see this video because we're going to have to delete this video somehow,
right?
Because we don't want to know that we kind of spoofed him, that we got in on him.
Right.
But we need Prince William.
This is a really good plan.
Prince William to become fans of ours. We need Prince William. I'll say it so clearly.
I think the way to do this is through Harry. I think you get Harry to see the clip. Harry will share it with William.
This is why we're a team right now. Is sometimes you have a shit idea. Let's just go rob the bank. Guns out. And he's like, maybe we should wear a mask. And you're like, oh, good call. Prince Harry's definitely a fan of ours.
Definitely would like.
Definitely it. A fan of ours. He fucking loves us. Loves us. Loves us.
Sure.
We need someone who like went to Eton. I don't even know what that is, but I think it's like a rich kid's school. Mm-hmm. To get some of our clips in front of Harry. You're at a pub. You're having pints, right? Talking about. Isn't this chick was like a fucking movie star or something, right?
Yeah, she was an actress.
Oh, dude.
She's American. She's
Six Degrees. Let's do Six Degrees. What's her name? Meghan Markle?
Yes.
She's American?
She's American. She's from, she might have been born in Canada, but she was raised in the United States. California.
Google Meghan Markle. See if we have any kind of friends in common.
Was she born out of country or was she born in California?
Meghan Markle's, they abdicated, right? By the way, everyone's like posted John Mulaney's clip of
born and raised in LA.
Yeah. Oh my God. We have to know someone that knows Meghan Markle. We literally have to go. Keep scrolling. Keep scrolling. She was in Suits. I don't know what Suits. Go to Suits. See if we know someone that.
It's a good show.
Was it about 3 days? Soup Brokers? Canoga Park. European acting. Let's see. General Hospital. CSI. Deal or No Deal. War at Home. She was at Fox. I wonder if we have fucking horrible bosses.
Yes. She's been in a lot of stuff.
Okay. We need connections, and we're going to start with Prince Harry. So we get in with Prince Harry. Then ultimately, he shows the video at Thanksgiving to his brother. Probably not Thanksgiving.
Maybe the Queen's birthday or something.
The fucking, the Crystal Jubilee. And then Prince William, that's our target. We need that guy to love us. Because
we can get honorary knighthood.
Not honorary, just fucking knighted, Tom.
No,
we're getting.
We didn't see that we can't be.
No, you can be.
No, no. Non-British citizens get an honorary knighthood.
Hold on. Is that real? Because that's not what I Googled. Honorary.
Honorary. Because we're
not. They aren't allowed to put sir in
front
of their name.
Hold on. Here's the thing. I got your aunt's solution.
What?
You just become a British citizen.
Oh. I will abdicate my American citizenship. I'm talking so he
that's
hears.
Pretty
I'm,
big yeah. word. Big word for
I
Bert.
Will, just like Prince Edward, King Prince, just like your grandfather's brother,
mm-hmm.
I will abdicate my American citizenship, become a British citizen if I can become Sir Albert Charles Chrysler III.
Why did you want to talk about AIDS today?
Oh, because maybe I shouldn't have written that down. It's. So wait, would you abdicate your, can we both abdicate our
U.S. American citizenship?
And become knights? Sir, what is it sound, what's your whole name?
Sir Thomas Weston Segura.
That sounds so good.
It sounds good.
Sir Albert Charles, let's just imagine it. Close your eyes, right?
Okay.
We're standing behind these two huge doors. We're in suits. They wore tuxedos everywhere. Mm-hmm. We have top hats on, right?
Mm.
And we are not with our wives because they do not match up with us. They're not dames. We're knights, bro. We're just two knights. Oh, my God.
Wait, do we leave them behind in the States?
Yeah.
We're just in the UK together.
Think of all the fucking. It's just, we don't want people to know how old we are. And if we're with them, everyone's going to be like, wait, how old are these guys? We want young, just be around young people. Harry and William are young people. We don't want to show up and they're like, oh, our fucking dads are here.
So do we do like a little treatment? Like, do we dye our hair a little darker before the event?
Oh, we go.
Yeah?
Yeah,
we show wigs. Up and they're like, hey, how old are you guys? We're like 35.
We wear wigs. Wigs.
We get like movie wigs where like it really looks real.
Sweet.
And we can do this the whole time, like keep combing our hair back.
Just look at it, Prince William, like, oh, the internet, man, right? Do you know how little?
Why is he knighting us?
I have no idea.
What did we do?
I think he's just a fan of ours. These motherfuckers need to be knights. You know how great it would be just to be like, are you a knight? And you can just go all day, motherfucker. How great would it be to, you don't have to do shit to be a knight. You just, and then you can get land or something.
I don't think you get land.
They haven't gotten to the knight part of the crown. By the way, I'm sure Prince, this isn't going to happen. If someone can just make this happen, I would really appreciate it. And both Tom and I would be very grateful for you. And then we, as knights, would make you serfs. We'll make you our serf.
Hey, anybody out there that has a connection to Harry, please send him the Kool-Aid clip.
Yeah, please, please, please.
Please, please.
Oh, I think Harry would fucking... I just want to, like, what if he just said, let's do some, like, cool guy shit, and let's go on my yacht to Ibiza.
What if Harry said that?
Yeah, and that, would you be
It
like,
would be a good time.
Oh my God, what if we could be his court jesters?
It's sounding more realistic now.
And he's like, yo, can you just come in the palace, the royal palace? It sucks. My fucking wife's a... Is his wife cool, Prince William's?
Are you talking about William or Harry now?
Harry's wife's cool as shit. She's a fucking actress. Okay. We can talk to her.
William and Kate seem more like designed to be royalty. You know what I mean? Like they're more proper.
Yeah, but that's just, no, but that the queen, you think, but the queen partied. She sucked Prince Edward's, Prince someone's dick.
But I'm saying they do it all. You know what I mean?
Kate seems like she would be like.
You know that Harry and Meghan decided that they don't want royal obligations or titles and they left. They don't live in Britain.
I love it. I love it. Okay. By the way, that's like gangster fucking move.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a gangster fucking move. Well, you know, because you can't do shit if you're Prince. You can't do shit.
No, nothing.
You can't do anything. So like fucking. And by the way, I bet Prince William doesn't even want to be king. He's like, fuck, man, I kind of wanted to go snowboarding. And he's like, I guess I can't do that. I got to fucking take an audience with the prime minister today. He's got to take an audience with the prime minister like once a week.
Yeah, probably.
I can't wait till he becomes king. I'm going to throw a king party.
What are you going to, why?
Because I don't know, man. I'm really into the crown. And by the way, I can't believe I'm only into the crown because John Mulaney's in rehab. Like, because one of the things, the videos they show of, they're like, Mulaney's off the rails. If you watch it and you've never watched the crown, then you're like, yeah, he's crazy. But then if you've watched Crown, you're like, no, he's not on drugs. He's just obsessed with this TV show the same way I am. He's not. It doesn't look like he's on drugs at all.
Well, who's not on drugs?
Mulaney. I mean, clearly he is because he went to rehab, but
you really lost me in the last
John week. Mulaney went to rehab. You know that, right?
Yes.
Okay. He was.
I wish him well.
Yeah, me too. I'm bummed that he's going through it. But he went on Seth Meyers when they said, quote unquote, he was in the throes of
I got you.
And he was dressed weird, which I think was a bit. He doesn't seem like he's on drugs. He seems like it should have been a podcast. And by the way, fucking Seth Meyers was not playing with him. He was kind of like, he was doing this like no thing. And John Mulaney was trying to get a bit going.
Yeah.
It's a podcast. If John Mulaney had been on our podcast, it would have murdered. But it's television.
But was his bit about being obsessed with the crown?
Yeah. And like how fucking, by the way, it was almost exactly about this. It was almost exactly about this, but because it's television and I guess Seth Meyers knows the fucking royals. Like he's friends with them.
Really?
Yeah. Wait. Maybe we should shoot for a different country.
To get royals?
I can't believe I just did this. I'm setting us up with fucking William and Kate when we've got Saudi princes.
Who party.
And are so much more our speed.
And you know what else that they might do? Fucking kill someone in front of us. Like, the Saudis will be like, hey, do you want to see something?
Fucking.
This guy.
What the fuck?
This guy stole bread this week. We're going to cut his
hand. Put a tire around his neck. We're lighting him on fire. Yeah. And then me and you were like, oh!
Oh, shit.
What the fuck, dude?
You know who's like super dope? Is the king of Jordan.
Oh, Google him.
He really has a good time, this guy. Yeah.
Abdullah, the number two, since 1999, so he's brand new in the game.
Well, 20 years in the game.
But he's been an internet guy. What's his, oh my God, he can gift us harems.
He can do it all.
Why the fuck? Were we going for? Do you know how?
That's where we need to go, Jordan.
Jordan, the king of king. He's already king.
He's king.
We have to wait for his fucking grandma to die.
Mm-hmm. He runs that. Fucking
He's a good-looking dude,
and he likes to have a good time.
Hey, Bert. Sorry for the accent, Bert. Tommy.
I think he's American educated.
Hey, Bert and Tom.
Yeah, and he like you know he'll just be like, you want to shoot a machine gun? And you're like, yeah.
He's like, hey, who? I got to do the accent to make it fun. Who wants to drive Lamborghinis? Ah!
Yeah, exactly.
I got bitches to suck your dick machine guns to put out the window and go brr, brr. When you come, you're going to have a good time when you're in Jordan.
That's how Jordan's going to be.
Fuck yes.
All right. So when everything is like relieved, back to, let's go to Jordan.
What do you need from, and by the way, hey, this is how Jordan works. What do you need from us? You tell us what you need from us. You want a charity show in Jordan? Fly us over. Let's party. We do it for, fly us over in your golden jet.
I am with a trip to
so
Jordan.
So fucking in.
Yes.
And just full disclosure, I'm probably going to talk about it nonstop.
Yeah. And you got to break someone's fingers in front of us.
Ooh, a journalist. Let's watch him fucking. Someone from Vulture who will bring Jesse David Fox. And we'll be like, he'll be like, what is this about? And he's like, he doesn't like Hannah Gadsby, Jesse. He's like,
they use a hammer.
Don't you love when these come full circle? I can't believe this. Yeah. By the way, if you have a better prince or king that we could get in with, or you are a prince or king,
likely, who watches this program,
hit us up. I bet King of I can't believe we're shooting for the most uptight, boring royal family when we could have gotten...
We're going to Jordan.
How great would it be if the fucking Bolsheviks never took over Russia and we still had Russian fucking...
I wonder how the Spanish royalty is right now.
There's royalty in Spanish?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Spanish royal family.
Are you fucking kidding me? I'm afraid about that because then you and fucking Philip V are going to be talking back and forth behind my back. And I'm like, what are you guys saying? What are you guys saying? Ooh, he's a good-looking dude.
He's a good-looking guy.
Philip VI, I'm sorry, lo siento. Holy shit, Juan Carlos. God damn it.
I mean, that's a good country to have a good time in.
Give me, I know we're supposed to wrap up. Give me a list of royalty. Where does it still have royalty? Does Canada have? Oh, Canada does a queen, don't they? Does Canada still do the queen?
No. I mean, she has like, you know, it's like symbolic relationship with Canada.
Yeah, the queen really lost her power.
But there's some other British or European countries that have royalty.
Oh, give me some gettable ones. Like, I don't want the supermodel.
Oh, what about
bar.
The fucking, what's the super rich place? Monaco. He has
my
a good time.
God, I can't believe I fucking, I'm so excited right now.
Prince Albert.
Prince Albert. Yeah. Oh, that's where you have a, Prince Albert's named after an earring in your cock. This guy, you know he parties.
You have the same name.
Prince Albert. And he's like, hey, Bert. And I'm like, what's up? I can do my joke by my name.
I think
Bert.
That's wife number two.
Oh, you mean smoke show number one. Show me what the fucking first one looked.
I think so.
How do we become monarchs?
Am I wrong? I don't know. Look up Prince Albert, his wiki. See if I'm wrong.
I might,
or did he? Maybe he got married late. Or something.
Actually, I might leave my family and my career to become a consort.
No, not that guy.
Oh, we should also Google old queens. See if we can just slide in. Oh, but they can't marry.
Go to his personal life.
You know, Tom, you and him would have so much in common. The Prince of Monaco. You know, he races cars.
Oh, this guy has a good time, man.
A good time. Can you imagine just waking up going, hey, Tom,
scroll down.
What would you like to do this evening? I'm sitting drinking fucking mimosas on my porch smoking cigars racing cars.
Wait. List of claimants and illegitimate children.
What's up, Doc? Paternity suit. Oh, he parties.
Tamara, Nicole Costi. Here we go. Bea Fiedler. All right.
A German topless model. A German topless model.
This guy. Look
at him at the fucking with Karl Lagerfeld.
Yeah.
By the way, we need to party with guys who wear gloves, Tom. Like, look at Karl Lagerfeld, South African swimmer. He dated a South. This guy's the.
He's so fun.
Oh my God.
That's where we're going. Monaco.
We need. Okay. And by the way, if you're listening and you think there's a better prince or
king
that we could jive with, send us your list. And then next week. We won't skip another week. Sorry we skipped a week.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
been crazy
it's
around
been real
here.
Crazy around
it's been,
here.
Obviously, everyone knows Drew has COVID. And so it's been crazy. And I will say, put it on me. I was having panic attacks and we were about to shoot the live show. And I wanted to save and make sure we were all healthy for the live show. So it was my fault. I apologize. And thank you for everyone who did not give a shit and just hit us up. And they're like, hey, we understand it's free. We're doing the best we can. God damn it, man.
I got to change though. We're definitely, I love the King Prince thing.
Yes.
What the fuck is spoofing?
So, my number was spoofed.
What does that
everyone
mean?
Everyone hit me up and told me I must have one of two things. I must have clicked a link that someone sent me. And then when you do that, marketing companies then grab your number and use their number through your number to call people because it comes up as a number. And for some people, it comes up as Bert Kreischer. And then all of a sudden, everyone's like, oh, fuck. So a friend of ours, I can't say his name, because he's now being spoofed, got my phone call. And he was like, hello? And it's another dude. Now, he believes that it's someone with ill intentions, that it's a disgruntled comedian or podcaster that is spoofing people's numbers to fuck with people. And I know for a fact that I have definitely had a problem with people getting my phone number and then texting aggressively, like where it's like, it bothered me. I know I've talked to you about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I then fucked with that guy's number and maybe that was a big mistake. But now my number's been, and my number got given out. I, I don't know how. I don't know how. So I changed my number. I haven't changed it yet. So, if you're watching this, it's been changed. But Rogan hit me up. He was like, you're done. Change that fucking number. Because he goes, it happened to Jeff Bezos. What's Jeff Bezos? He's Amazon?
Bezos, yeah. So the weird thing about Bezos was he started dating this woman, you know, and then he got divorced. I don't know if you remember that. And there was like the Inquirer said they were going to leak things they had found, right? Like texts and emails and all this stuff. Point being that he hired a PI and, you know.
This goes back to the fact that we need a private investigator on our team.
Good point. But here's the thing that I took away from the whole story. I was like, wait, Jeff Bezos just has like an iPhone and a regular email account? Like, didn't you think that the world's richest man would be like, oh no, I have a phone you've never fucking heard of. Like, and you can't hack my shit because I'm Jeff Bezos. No, he has the same shit. Same email.
Shut up.
Yeah. And his phone got hacked and, you know, messages taken. And I think it was that the lady's brother sold information. The lady he was dating. But it's a really weird story, you know?
Yeah, it sucks because Bezos, look, who also owns Washington Post.
Received a WhatsApp message.
That's what Rogan told me. Yeah. And I've definitely gotten WhatsApp messages and I've tapped on them. And so all of a sudden...
It is crazy. It says the message...
Prince of Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. By the way, he parties.
Oh, I am totally going to Saudi Arabia. I'd go to Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is like pretty much like...
MBS.
Like Vegas, right?
Okay. It's hot. I wouldn't liken it to Vegas in a lot of ways. But I like this guy.
I like his piercing eyes.
Yeah.
Look now, at him. His eyes look at you and he's like, we're not done tonight.
Nah. That's right. Here's the other thing, though. He doesn't fuck around.
Oh, for real?
Like, yeah. We would have to be on like...
Oh, is it? He's almost like a rescue dog. Like, you got to be careful around him.
I wouldn't liken him to that. I would just say that, like...
Please don't show him this.
When we're there, whatever he says, we're like, that's a fucking great idea. And I'm on board.
Oh, so it's yes. It's you're doing improv with him.
You're yes-anding.
He's like... Yeah. Yeah. He's like, tonight? I love the fucking
And if he
accent.
Said, like, do you have any criticism of me and what we do here?
Actually, I have a few words to say. And then Tom's like, we agree with you.
I would be like, if you disagree with Bert, you can take him out back. But I'm a big fan.
Is he got a bad rap?
There's people who are not so cool with what he has allegedly done.
Is he friends with Trump?
I don't know. I don't know if he's friends with Trump. I really don't know.
I'm
sure Trump would be like, I think the guy's great.
Trump's price is saving $450 billion. God, man, there's so much. Like, here's what's crazy, right? Is like, I was thinking of this the other day because I've been reading a lot about World War One and Two. I read one book, and now I'm listening to podcasts and Dan Carlin and all that shit. But I'm obsessed with the variation of privilege. Meaning, like, and I don't mean privilege the way that like social justice warriors mean. I mean, like, when you look at people like, say, the Prince of Saudi Arabia, who just saved $450 billion, versus the kid in Sierra Leone who is smoking heroin in the morning when he wakes up and he's only 8. Like, the opportunities, like, that fucking... Then you go to, like, just World War II, where those guys had to get on planes and fly death missions into Japan, just going like, hey, man, you don't have enough gas, and you're probably going to have to ditch in the Sea of China, but maybe we'll see you later. And you couldn't go, hey, man, I'm... Like, clearly, I'm definitely not doing that. Like, you had to go, like, I'll see you guys... Hopefully, I'll see you later. Look for a guy with a parachute going over here.
Yeah.
Like that.
And you're 19.
Yeah. Like the fact that there are people doing that. There are people doing that today that are like soldier. I got a phone at 11:20. Like the fact of how vast life experiences are.
Yeah.
And how so people just dial into theirs and don't think ever about like just people that don't got it good.
Yeah, you know what makes you think about it a lot?
Coronavirus?
Well, sure, the virus can do it being in a hospital.
Yeah.
And like you're just sitting in there alone. But actually what I end up thinking about is like, man, like I'm thinking, man, I'm so lucky. Like I got great health care. People are taking care of me. People are looking out for me. I have great family, great friends, the great staff. And then you go like, oh, there's people that get hurt like just in the wrong part of the world that they just go like, oh yeah, that guy's arm's just never going to work again.
Yeah. Oh, you saw that video of the guy who arms bends backward because he had
All kinds of like, but I mean, I just literally would spend hours thinking about that. You know,
it's amazing it's amazing how selfish you are instinctually, not in a bad way, just how selfish the average person is versus when all of a sudden things are taken away. And
yeah.
And for me, it's only just been on the outside, like watching you go through it kind of shifted my perspective. And then another friend, shout out to Chase if he's listening. I can't stop thinking about him. You know who I'm talking about. When someone goes through stuff, your perspective of selfishness shifts.
Yeah.
And then when you think about coronavirus and you just think of people getting it that don't have the access that like Drew has to like call in his own medications.
Yeah.
or at least talk to other doctors and go, let me get on the Bambolaminivan or whatever. Like just all that access of privilege is in
people who just go like there's people who would just go like, I don't know what to do with these injuries.
And that's why I wanted to talk about AIDS is how, like, so you're in what they call the fabled catbird seat. You like that?
Okay.
I'm using big words. Because you have had coronavirus and now you are immune to it for the next 4 months. And by the time 4 months comes around, you can get vaccinated. So in a weird way, you're out of the woods. You saw the light of the tunnel. It sucked. You had to go through it.
Sucked.
But it's nice. And you almost get to raw dog it everywhere you go.
Kind of.
And like the world is your oyster. A little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit you're like, want to ride a roller coaster? Like stuff like that, right? Well, not really, but. And then I thought, what if that was what with the AIDS? What if with AIDS, you got AIDS, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, I'm going to be sick for like 3 weeks. And then I can't get AIDS for 3 months. How crazy.
Fuck guys? Yes.
None.
I hear.
Stop.
It. Yes.
I would be. Do you realize dicks would be raw?
Yeah.
Raw. If you could
you
get.
Just wake up in the morning like,
Wake up in the morning with a dick in your mouth like Princess Margaret going, That's a bad analogy. She's dead. She won't hear it. Then, well, we just X ourselves out of fucking Prince William and Harry.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's like, that's my aunt. That's my auntie.
What?
My auntie.
What? That's my auntie.
That's my auntie. Sorry, we already moved on to Jordan. Now, but how fucking, I was thinking that as I was pulling up today, I was like, and then I was, because there are, at one point, I just was like, I'm just going to go get coronavirus. I'm fucking done waiting for it. Because like, I'm being safe sucks. But then as safe as you want to be, you can still get it. And then I was like, I'm tired of just going to bed every night going, will I wake up with symptoms? Will I find symptoms in the middle of the night? Like, how's this going to work? Did your symptoms come in the morning or at night or during the day?
So here's what happened. I remember it was a Tuesday and I had OT that finished and then PT and I was able to get through them. It was on a Tuesday, but immediately afterwards, and I mean immediately afterwards, I was like, I got to lay down. And I passed out for like 2.5 hours, right?
Yeah.
So this was like, so like, let's say I passed out at noon. I was like, wow, because I hadn't been sleeping like that in like a week. The next day I had diarrhea and I had really achy shoulders and neck. I remember I was like, God damn, it just aches so bad. And I was exhausted.
Yeah.
That was a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I was feeling those symptoms, but they were less.
Yeah.
They were getting better.
And you're thinking it's all detox from oxy.
I think it's completely oxy detox, which is also on their check boxes. Like if you look at it, I was like reading, I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then Saturday I felt like pretty much fine. You know, I felt pretty good. I mean, you know, beat up, but I was like, all right. And then it was confirmed on Saturday that I was positive. So I was like, oh, that's what
that was.
Yeah.
Like, it would be cool if you knew that that's the one you'd get.
It's almost better to find out, well, the way I did, after you dealt with, like, the shitty part of it. Because maybe, like, if I had found out while I was feeling shitty, I'd be, like, more
anxious about it. That's why I don't want to find out, like, because I don't want to find out. Me and Nadav had the fucking shit dog one where, like, Drew tests positive and both of us are fine. We're like, well, we'll just wait for this.
Yeah.
That sucks. And then you start going, like, that's every day. Every day, if you're not inside your house entirely, you just got 5 days of waiting for shit to show up. And then I was like, if that was what AIDS was, wouldn't you, and you knew you'd just be sick for 3 weeks, you'd be like, I'll just take some AIDS.
Yeah.
And then raw dog for 4 months.
For months.
Like, I'd be going till the fucking stroke of midnight, 4 months. Like, just get in before the buzzer.
Yeah. God, making so many people happy.
Okay.
I think we learned a lot today.
I think that was a good podcast.
We learned that you kind of know what your dad does. Cool if AIDS was like COVID. Be happy if you have a below average or average sized dick. And...
keep coming up with original thoughts. If you know a prince or king, holler at us.
Yeah. Need to get in bed with the Saudis or Jordanians.
Fuck. And if there's someone we're
overlooking. Or the Spaniards or
if there's like a small island
Monaco,
we can get in on.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We're cool with any type of knighthood, sir, something.
Okay. Thank you guys for listening. Oh my God. Should I say it now at the very end? People are going to miss this part.
Go ahead.
The hats are in.
Oh shit.
The hats are in.
The hats are in, guys. See?
See?
2021 is turning it around.
So what should we do? People are watching this on Monday. Should we give them a few days? Like, should we put them in the store on Wednesday?
Yeah, put them in the store on Wednesday.
All right. So that's what we're doing. If you're watching this on Monday when it comes out, or you're listening and you want remember the hats? The
Two Bears hats.
The Two Bears hats. It took an extra 6 months to get them because of the COVID fabric delays. We ordered 5 times as many as last time because they sold out in 60 seconds. But they're in, and
they're fitted.
Fair warning, they're fitted hats. Yes, you got to do your size. So they'll be in the store Wednesday morning, and good luck, and thank you.
I'm always shocked when someone doesn't know the size of their head.
Yeah, I kind of didn't. You want to know kind of secret time?
Yeah.
I went to New Era. They gave me the tour of the facility. They designed special hats for me. They gave me all these custom hats. They arrived, like 25 hats. None of them fit. I gave them the wrong size.
Size 8, baby.
That's why I never wear them.
Size 8.
Yeah.
Right there.
That's fucking huge.
It is so fucking big.
All right. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you for listening.
Oh, my TV show's on Thursday nights.
Okay.
Thursday nights. Go Big Show every Thursday night at 9 p.m.
On
TBS.
There you go.
TBS.
See you next week.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.